Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
On Fridays, I like to bring the tidings of good news to the people. I feel like everybody needs some good news, something joyful, something to hope for going into the weekend. And I just found out that one of our favorite shows is coming back for season two way quicker than I ever anticipated. I feel like season one of this show just came out.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Are we allowed to guess?
You go for it.
Fingers crossed.
Uh-huh.
The Hunting Wives?
No.
Oh, man.
That show literally just came out.
Yeah,
it literally did.
But sometimes they'll do that. And if it has such good numbers, they'll be like, oh, we've greenlit for a season two. We haven't like checked with anybody to see if they're coming back. We don't know when it's going to be, but it's definitely going to happen.
And that show needs a second to breathe also, because the way it ended was just kind of bad. So you have to forget that before you bring back season two.
It was a lot.
It was rushed.
There was too much.
It's like the producers were like, oh my God, you guys, there are four different things we have to tie up in a nice little bow. Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So, popular show.
This is a show we all love in here. We have all seen it. We all watched it.
Love on the Spectrum? I mean, but that's been around.
Love that show, but no.
So it was just its first season, because that means it's coming back for a second season.
The first season just came out. I don't want to say when the date was, but it feels like it was this year.
No, we can do this. We can figure this out because we've all watched it. And just like that, at its series finale last night.
Okay, uh-huh. She said we've all watched it. So I have never seen that show. We've all watched
it. It's the one show in here I think every single one of us has watched. It's a show that really united the country when we just needed something lighthearted and romantic to watch.
So not recently?
Oh, the one with Kristen Bell?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's Nobody Wants That something?
Nobody Wants This is coming for season two on October 23rd.
Oh, cool.
Don't you feel like that show just came out? I feel like we just watched season one.
I felt like that was forever ago.
Really?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe my memory's off. Anyway, so season two is coming out on October 23rd. Very exciting. Of course, Adam Brody, Kristen Bell, they're all returning. Yep. We're going to see that storyline shift from where we thought it was going to be, infidelity between the brother and her sister. They're going to totally change that up. Mm-hmm. So very exciting. Glad it's coming out in 2 months. The hottest new app is actually all to help men give intel on the women that they're dating. This is kind of something that women have done, like on Facebook. They have those Facebook pages that I've been kicked out of because I talked about them on the radio. then there was that app called T that came out that there was a lot of controversy about, because the guys didn't like the fact that women were sharing their experiences with the men that they were dating. And so somebody leaked a bunch of people's information on Reddit, like all of the people's IDs that they took photos of to be able to get onto the app, because I guess you had to prove your identity for some reason.
And these apps, I mean, you could say anything you want about somebody, right? It doesn't have to be proven, right?
Yeah, you can say anything you want. Okay. I can say I went out with John Smith at blah, 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 and he did X, Y, and Z, and that's just to inform the girls on my experience whether it's true or not.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of facts in there, but also I would be concerned with the fact-checking that there's also a lot of fallacies and somebody out to get somebody.
Sure. Exactly. So now there's a follow-up app, but instead of women giving intel on men, it's a top-ranking app on the number two spot on the App Store, and it's called T on Her. So the app for women telling about men is just called T, and now the reverse is T on Her. And what I'm seeing in the comments from the women that are, I guess, have somehow broken into the app, they said the difference between T for women talking about the guys that they're dating is that they're talking about their experiences. Now, I'm sure there's women making up stories, but they're saying on the app where men are talking about their experiences with women, they're sharing like inappropriate photos that they got from the women that they were dating and talking about their experiences in that way. And it's just a completely different vibe. Whereas women are over here being like, we just want to date safely. Mm-hmm. And these guys over here are using this as a way to get intel on other things about women.
Is that true? Is that what women are going on there for, just so we can say date safely? Or is it also, I mean, they're not getting as graphic as dudes, but it's kind of a revenge app, right? On both ends, let's be honest.
I mean, I got on on the T app, and I saw mainly just, hey, I went out with this guy. He was talking to five other women, blah, blah. Like, I didn't see anything that felt like revenge to me. Now, are women absolutely going to use that app for bad? Yes, absolutely. Just like the T for her, the T for Him app is going to use it in a terrible way too. But the thing is, I feel like the nudes are a line that women would never cross.
Absolutely not. And I know we want to default to like worst case scenario, and that's like, and that's the sizzle that sells. But I bet if somebody like sat there and did like a deep dive research into what was provided on the T app of women supplying intel on men, like 90% of it would be like, hey, watch out, this guy's a creep, XYZ. And then there's going to be like a handful of those that are looking for revenge and like, you know, fabricating stories. Whereas like the dudes and like, you know, a dude sending an unsolicited D pic is very different from a girl dating a guy and sending a nude. And when they're dating, and then he's taking that and exposing it on this app. There's extremes. There's going to be extremes on both apps, but I feel like the tea on her that the men are using is going to be more cringe.
If I'm a guy right now, I'm very nervous because if women retaliate in this way, there are going to be a lot of little pecker pictures going to be posted.
Say that's the revenge. Say that three times real fast.
Little pecker, little pecker, little pecker.
No, little pecker pictures.
Little peck. No, I can't. I need an espresso.
Oh, my God.
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Kid Cudi is opening up for the first time about his experience testifying against Diddy. Now, this is huge news because him and Diddy have had a pretty tumultuous past. So for context, back in 2011, Kid Cudi had a little bit of a fling with Diddy's ex, Cassie Ventura, who has really been one of the main characters in this trial. That's now gone because he's about to be sentenced. But during a break in their relationship, Diddy and him got in a little bit of an entanglement because he was obviously very upset that he was dating his ex, who I guess he had very, very strong feelings for. Cassie testified that Diddy went totally ballistic after spotty messages between her and Kid Cudi, even lunging at her with a corkscrew and physically assaulting her. So things escalated very quickly when Cudi returned home one day to find signs that his house had been broken into, that things had been opened up, his dog had been locked in the bathroom, and then that same week his Porsche convertible had been found torched in his driveway, and he always strongly suspected that it was actually Diddy who was behind all of this because he was so jealous that he was having a fling with Cassie. So then the drama, of course, is hitting the courtroom this summer, and Kid Cudi was asked to testify twice, and he said both times he turned it down. He's like, I don't want any part of this. Obviously, because if Diddy doesn't get convicted and he's out and about, and you think that he's done all these things to your Porsche, to your house, all these other things, you don't want any target on your back. So he says no, but then he's subpoenaed. So then he's like, okay, well, then I actually have to show up. And he was a part of the trial. He said he quote unquote hated every minute of it, especially since he had to relive so many tense experiences, but he did choose to show up and support Cassie and help her tell the truth about her experience.
I mean, here's where you can see the power in this dude. You're just so everybody around him was so nervous.
Terrified. Yes. I mean, I thought somebody was going to light my Porsche on fire or break into my house. Yeah, I'd be keeping quiet too until the government was like, you're showing up.
That's quite a threat. Hey, you do me wrong, I am going to light your Porsche on fire.
Okay, why do I always feel like it's the successful people that are like, yeah, don't care about awards, don't care about success, don't care about fame, because that's exactly what Denzel Washington is speaking out about. He says that he doesn't care about awards, even though he's a two-time Oscar winner. He's admitting that he feels that there are Oscars he should not have won. In a recent interview, the 70-year-old actor admitted that he's, quote, not that interested in Oscars. He noted that he's won when he, quote unquote, shouldn't have, and he lost when he, quote unquote, should have. When the Academy honored Denzel's acclaimed work, including getting Best Actor for Training Day and Best Supporting Actor for Glory, he said that, quote, man gives the award, but God gives the reward. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. On my last day, they won't do me a bit of good.
That's very admirable, but it has been my experience that you know who says that they don't care about awards or don't care about money?
The people who have awards with money.
You got it.
They're like, this is really nice, but it's not that nice. I'm like, okay, well, you have the option to feel that way. And let people honor you. If people feel like you've done a really good job, even if you feel like you don't deserve it, I still feel like accept it. Accept people's positive positive acclaim of you.
I do think when you get to a certain age and you're looking back at your career, that you have that perspective. But I certainly think that when he was 21 years old, he would have never said that.
Well, I mean, if he didn't win a single Oscar, he'd probably be thinking, you know, I'm 7 years old. It would have been really nice to have been acknowledged by this point. Whereas now when you have it, it's easier to be like, yeah it's not that important.
And you can obviously tell he's very strong in his faith. And like at the end, you're not going to be able to take the awards with you. So, I mean, I totally get what he's saying. But I'm still happy I got my
Yeah, I'll be buried with him. I can't take it with me.
The Burt Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.